think it is a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are grateful for God's love, His mercy, His tenderness, His goodness, and His great compassion. I can't say enough about God. I don't know a whole lot, but what little I know is that He's wonderful, altogether lovely, and it has saved a wretched sinner such as myself and gave me the free gift of eternal life. I just can't get over it. It's been wonderful, far better than what I'd ever deserved, ever hoped to have. I'm glad I've got eternal life already. I'm not looking forward to getting saved. I've already been saved. I got saved when I repented, called on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I got tired of myself and sick of my sins and asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. I meant what I said and said what I meant. He understood me. I'm glad that He did, and He had mercy upon me and changed my course, established my going, and put my feet on the solid rock 41 wonderful years ago. I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad He's my personal Savior. And then He called me and put me into the ministry and called me to preach His precious word. And His word is precious. It's wonderful. It's glorious. And it ain't nothing in this world like it. I love the Bible. The Bible said every word of God is pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. I feared it before I got saved. I respected it before I got saved. His word troubled me and my conscience and soul. I realized things weren't right. And somebody mentioned being a Christian or the Bible. I tried to make an exit, stage left. It troubled me and scared me, but when I got converted, got born again, instead of running away from, I started running to. I've been trying to run to ever since and do the will of God the best of my ability. Even at that, I've been short. I know that I am. I look at me and look at Jesus through the Bible. I have to cry out like Isaiah, the great prophet, said, "Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm a man that dwells in the midst of people, a crooked and perverse generation. I know that I'm nothing without Him. Thank God I don't ever want to be anything as far as that goes except what He had me to be. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm born again. I'm glad I know Him as my personal Savior. He done something inside of me 41 years ago. I just never got over it. As a matter of fact, I said often, and I mean it, it's better now than it was when I first got saved. As the song said, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I've learned to love Him more and more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for every day. But Jesus is sweeter than the day before. What a blessing it is to know Him and to have the forgiveness of your sins and realize that when you do leave this world, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Looking forward to His glory appearing. The Bible says the great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God Almighty, reincarnate in a human body. God became man, yet the Son of Man, God is, He become mankind, became a son of man, yet the Son of God. God reincarnate in a human body. God, the course, changed His personage and got down into human body. Of course, it was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the world was, He was. And God created everything for Him and by Him. What anything made it was, made it made for the good pleasure of His will. Thank God I'm glad. He's the author and the finisher of the Christian faith and the good work He began in me. I'm not worried about holding on and holding out. He's got a hold on me. Thank God I'm eternally saved. The works didn't have nothing to do with me getting saved and being good or quitting this or quitting that or reforming and turning over a new leaf or a case of the do-betters or a case of the feel-goods or just the getting religious and joining up with it. None of those things will justify you. Beloved, when I simply repented, asked God to have mercy upon me, a vile sinner, asked Him to forgive me of my sins, I'm glad that He did. And that very instant when I cried out to Him, He heard my cry, He's changed my course, established my goal, and He put my feet on the solid rock, and for 41 wonderful years I've been enjoying this wonderful, perfect, precious, and powerful, and complete salvation. The Bible said we're complete in Him. The Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. He's already justified my spirit. My spirit was under sentence of sin, and of course that brought forth death. Beloved, if I'd have died in sin, I'd have tasted of an eternal death. And Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. There's sin in this body because of sin in Adam. We all going to die. The body's going to go back to the dust in which it come one way or another. Undertaker, Undertaker, beloved, when He comes, if you're still alive and you're saved, beloved, you'll go out and you'll drop off this old vile body. The Bible says, "This earth, the house is dissolved. We have a house not made with hands eternal in the heavens." I'm glad I've got a better place prepared me, beloved, eternal in the heavens. I'm glad I'm going there, and not because I'm worthy of it, nor do I deserve it. In If I got what I deserved, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me, who is rich in mercy, with a great love wherewith he loved me. Thank God has sent Christ Jesus to take my place. He is propitiation, the atonement, beloved, for my sins. He that knew no sin, that be Jesus, became sin for me personally, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a blessing, what a joy it is to be saved. The most people, a lot that's religious, they of course they don't know what saved is, but they think that because they had some type of emotional experience or somebody put something in their mouth and their mind and told them they were all right because they said they believed Jesus the Son of God. Well, beloved, I believe that before I got saved, but that didn't save me. That was why I believed it, but I hadn't received it. I hadn't done what he said to do, and that was repent and gave up myself. I hadn't really accepted him and believed on him and received him in my heart. But when I got broken contrite, like I said, I always knew who he was. A little bit of all, as far back as I can remember, I've never doubted about Jesus being the Son of God. My mother instilled that in me. As a little boy, she was saved at a young early age, and she instilled that in me and my brothers. I got three brothers, and two of them's already gotten saved, and the other, of course, he will. It's between him and God. Now, I know God's going to save him because he's under prayer, and I believe in prayer. The effectual fervent prayers of righteous men avail as much. I believe in household salvation, beloved. If we're faithful, God is faithful, and the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And my mother's prayers caught up with me at a young, early age. Oh, how good it was and how good it still is, beloved. The reason some folk run around here and so miserable and they're church members and have a profession of being saved, beloved, because only thing they have, beloved, is just a head nod, a lip service, and an empty heart. They've never had a transformation. They're just religious enough to be miserable, beloved. They don't have any joy on the inside. They don't have any peace on the inside. They don't have peace with God, beloved. They've never made peace with God, and certainly they don't have the peace of God. You can't have that, beloved. You get saved. Nor can you have peace with God. The Bible said, for he is the hour of peace. It is Jesus. He broke down that middle wall partition that was between us, and nailed them, took them out of the way and nailed them to this cross. That be a Jew and Gentile, beloved, by one Spirit. Are we all baptized into one body? That's the only baptism, by the way, but essential to salvation is the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. And everybody that's been saved by the grace of God has been baptized, beloved, in this body. Baptized in his body by one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The only baptism essential to salvation is, beloved, the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God, and that happens when you get saved. Now, I know there's many different types of baptism in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 6, and I believe 6, chapter 6, verse number 2, if my memory serves me right, beloved, it talks about the doctrines of baptisms. There's all kind of baptism, beloved. It means there's water baptism, it's baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, remission of sin, beloved. That's in his name, that's not water. And the Lord says baptism under the cloud. Many different times he said, Jesus said, I got a baptism to baptize that you're not able to do. And then, of course, there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit that's being baptized into his body, baptism into his death, beloved. All kinds of baptism, beloved, the Bible speaks about. But the Scripture plainly declares, it said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, beloved. What does that mean? It's not contradictory. It means that the only way that you get to heaven is being baptized by the Holy Spirit of God, baptized into the body of Christ. So that happens to you, beloved, when you genuinely repent, when you give up yourself, you call on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, the work's done, the blood shed, the price is paid, the way is made. You can come boldly, praise God, to the throne of grace. That boldness here doesn't mean like you something or you anything, beloved. That's not what it's talking about. It means to come with confidence. Come with confidence, not because you're worthy or you're deserving of it, but because he's worthy. What he done, beloved, is highly sufficient. Made the atonement for every boy, man, woman, boy, and girl in this world. He died for the sin of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Beloved, he took our place, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was and is upon him. God had made him, the Bible said, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I've been made righteous, thank God. My righteousness is not within myself. I have no righteousness, that is good righteousness. My righteousness in the flesh, the Bible said, Isaiah said, it is filthy rags in the sight of God. We're wretched and vile. We're a sinner, loved by birth, a sinner by choice. We have a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature. But because of sin and Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. But thank God, you don't have the taste of a second death. That's an eternal death. He died that death for you. When he died at Calvary, gave up the ghost. The Bible said his soul was made an offering for our sin. The Bible talked about he was delivered off offenses, raised again for our justification. And the psalmist said he didn't leave his holy one to see corruption, nor left his soul in hell. Beloved, he became sin for us and took our punishment, took our place, and went down to hell for us. But hell couldn't hold him, beloved. He has the keys of death, beloved. And he got up from the grave. Up from the grave he rose. He rose a victor of the dark domain, lives forever. Beloved, and he reigns. He's the ruling and the reigning Christ. Thank God one day he'll come in the millennial reign, and that'll be the first of his eternal reign, and to sit on the throne of David. But in Jerusalem itself, the Son of David will come, and if the government will be upon his shoulders, what a wonderful time that's going to be. And I'll be there, beloved. And of course, my dwelling place, I believe, will be in America. We've been faithful. In the, of course, where we've been faithful at, that's where we're going to be made rule over many. That's what the scripture said. For those who have been faithful, saved, we're going to enjoy on this earth the perfect tranquility, perfect peace and harmony. When Satan himself will be bound up for thousands years, and beloved, it'll be how wonderful it's going to be. Looking forward to that, and beloved, that's just the beginning of it. That's not all there's to it. Then we'll sweep out new heaven and new earth when the Holy City comes down out of heaven, the bride that's born for a husband. How wonderful that's going to be. Looking forward, beloved, to heaven. Thank God I know I'm going to heaven because he had mercy upon me, a vile sinner, saved me just like I was, changed me on the inside, put me anew this life, and put into my nature his spirit in me. The Bible said, any man, any person without the spirit of Christ is none of his. Beloved, you can't be saved and not have the Holy Spirit. You cannot be saved and not have the Holy Spirit. If you get saved, you've really been born again, you've got the witness on the inside. You've got a divine nature, new nature, and when you get that new nature, I promise you, it'll cause the old outside, the old Adamic nature to clean up, beloved, and transform and change. You'll be in newness of life. Old things will pass away. All things become new. See, I know it happened to me at all kind of bad habits before I got saved. But when I got saved, I didn't have to quit them. They quit me. My desire to do that was gone. I had a new nature, a divine nature, and it led me to the church, the house of God, and the place where God put me for service, beloved, studying, praying, supplication, and I'm still trying to press on toward the mark of the prize, the high call of God in Christ. I'm not apprehended yet, but one thing for sure, I'm trying to be like him, and I need to be. Now, see, my time just about going right through us. Pray for us, and God bless you is our prayer in his name. Amen.